Chase, Mary. Healdsburg, California. October 26, 1877. Dear Sister Mary Chase, I have courage in the Lord. Although my husband does not come up as fast as I could wish, yet I will not murmur. God has promised that he would hear the prayer of faith, and I believe that James will be restored fully to health. I will not be impatient. I will hope and trust and pray. We shall see of the salvation of God. We have some sweet, refreshing seasons from the presence of the Lord. I will not let clouds shadow my mind. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Philippians 4, verse 4. Not one murmur shall escape my lips or linger about my soul. I hope, dear sister, you enjoy the presence of Jesus, and while you are seeking to do what you can in the daily duties that lie in your path, you will have strength from the Lord, according to your day. God gives each one his work. Not one is excused. And in doing what we can, be the work ever so humble and small, if done with cheerfulness and heartily, it will be accepted of God. The least time we have to think of ourselves, the better it will be for us and for others. We do not want our mind centered on ourselves. We want our conversation upon heaven, upon Jesus, upon spiritual things. Self must be put out of sight. Dear sister, Jesus, precious Jesus, is the author and finisher of our faith. Look to him. Trust in him. Let your affections center in him. You want to be a blessing wherever you are because of your cheerfulness. Let your soul be uplifting to God, drawing that strength, that grace and power from him, that you will be happy every day in his love. I hope that you enjoy your home. May the Lord give you courage and comfort in him is my prayer. Well, James says, Well, Ellen, are you ready to go to bed? He has been sleeping in his chair. Good night, your sister.